We had to say yes.
Why didn't the thing pop up? Oh, it's a new thing. It's in the corner
It's
there.
changed, but my screen has also changed, and the timing is at the top now. Yeah, it's all changed. Okay, I take it Reb Nachum is there, hiding somewhere in the deep bunker in Mishkafayim somewhere. But we can get him. Hopefully, he'll join us soon. Oh, here he is, Reb Nachum, just talking about you. Hiding there in your deep bunker there in deepest depths of Mishkafayim.
Yeah, the election talk doesn't do it for me, so
Doesn't do it
just
for me either. I'm British. I can't even vote there. Me and Rabbi Yosef. You can all vote, no?
I'm from New York, it won't matter.
Are they all
I'm
Democrats?
California, it won't matter there either, but I did vote.
California all
I
goes which
can't vote.
California goes which direction?
Very deep the
Blue
left. Yes,
Democrat.
I say that California is on the left coast.
And so is New York.
The electoral, you're not Rebbe, you know how the electoral college works, right?
Yeah, it's some crazy system. I've never figured
It's
it out.
nothing to do with how many, yeah, it's every system, right? By the way, I heard that they don't even count, you know, whatever we're called, what do we call out of, how do you, the Avram, how do they, what do they consider, you know, what do they consider our votes when you mail in votes from out of the country? I forgot what they
Absentee
call,
ballots.
huh? The absentee ballots.
Absentee
They don't
ballots.
even count the absentee ballots unless they're absolutely necessary. So you're sending in these votes. They're not even looking at your vote.
Okay, I vote. We carry on. Gemara, that's my vote.
Yeah,
Winning vote, absolutely, and they do count that one. Okay, we're up to the Gemara towards the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Omed Beis. If you remember, we were discussing yesterday how likely or unlikely is it that a person can make a mistake with regard to whether the last month was an Ibur Chodesh or not an Ibur Chodesh. And there was a machlokes in the Gemara. Everybody agreed that a person can make a mistake, but at which point will a person understand that he's made a mistake? The first opinion says when Roiv of the Chodesh has elapsed, presumably by then he would have found out that he's making a mistake. The second opinion says nothing to do with that. It's every Rosh Chodesh they blow the shofar, so you can miss it once, but to miss it twice is just highly unlikely. So now we're completely moving off subject. And fascinatingly, the next few lines of Gemara are all in discussion of Kiddush Levana. And this is the sugya in Shas. So most people, besides for the people in our shir, but most people do not know where in Shas is the sugya of Kiddush Levana discussed. And if you tell them it's in the middle of Sanhedrin talking about Eidos, they won't know what you're talking about. But because we've just talking about Ibur Chodesh and making a mistake, etc., etc., so the Gemara launches into a whole discussion. So the Gemara says, we're on this fifth bottom line. Va'omar of Acha bar Chanina, Omar of Asi, Omar of Yochanan. We had earlier on also Rav Chanina
Same thing.
in the name of Rav Yochanan says the same Amoraim. Ad kamo mevorachim. What does that mean? Ad kamo mevorachim. We all know that there's a mitzvah, a takanam in the Rabbanon, to make a bracha on the new moon. Until when? It's got to be new. So until which point is it still considered to be new? Says Rashi on the second bottom line. Ad kamo mevorachim, im loy bireich hayoim. The person didn't make a bracha today, then presumably yivarech lamocha, you can make a bracha tomorrow. But until when? So the Gemara al hachodesh, says Rashi al halavona behischadsho. Make a bracha on the moon in its renewed state. So until which point do we consider that the moon is still in its renewed state?
Okay.
Says the Machlokes, says the Gemara, ad shetismale pegimoso. Literally translated, until its pegam, until its blemished, has been filled out. In other words, when a month the moon, the month begins from afresh. So the Levana is, as it were, in a blemished status. It's not full. We know that the month is at its fullest at the 15th of the month, approximately. Then it begins to wane and then disappears completely. That's called the Levana is bepegimosa. There's a pegam. There's a blemish. There's a lacking of the moon. Once that becomes filled out, then the moon is no longer considered to be new. Well, how long is that for? Says the Gemara of Kamo, Omer Reb Yaakov, Ba'idi Omer Reb Yehuda, Ad Shiva, until the 7th of the month. The 7th of the month, the moon is approximately half of its full size. So we would no longer refer to it as new. Its blemish has been taken away, even though not entirely. But we would no longer consider it a new sliver of a moon. But Nahardoi, Omar, Omri, in Nahardoi, they used to say, Ad Shisha Asa, until the 16th. And of course, this is the way we paskin. Look at the last Rashi on the Omid. Ad Shetismale Pegimosa, Avol Bosa Hochi. But after that, it's too late. You've missed it. Why have you missed it? Loi Shaykh Lameima. After that point, it's not possible anymore to say Mechadesh Chodoshim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews the new month. That's not applicable after that because it's not new. Sha'arei Kvar Noishenesi, because it's already old. So it's only in the new status, and that's the discussion. At what point is it considered new? So everybody agrees it's got to be in the first half of the month. That's obvious. Once you've dipped past the first half of the month, the moon is beginning now to get smaller. Well, then obviously we all agree you can't possibly consider the month to be new. So it's clearly got to be in the first half of the month. So the second opinion is indeed the first half of the month until the 16th, the moon is growing and growing and growing. As long as it's growing, it's still considered new. The other opinion says no, only until the 7th of the month. Says the Gemara on the top line, V'tarvayhu k'Rabbi Yochanan svir lehu. Everybody agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Again, remember, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said the definition, Ad shetismale pegimoson, until the blemish of the moon has gone. So everybody agrees that there's no machlokas. We're not having an argument with Rabbi Yochanan. To the contrary, we're having an argument. What did Rabbi Yochanan mean? When Rabbi Yochanan says, Ad shetismale pegimoson, does that mean until the 7th of the month, or does it mean the 16th? And the Gemara explains, V'tarvayu, both opinions, Rabbi Yochanan and Svirlohu. They both hold the Rabbi Yochanan. But why is there a discussion? Oh, lemehave hiyaseira, and ho lemehave. So let's see, Rashi, what does that mean, yaseira, and what does that mean, kinafya? Says Rashi, top line. V'tarvayu k'Rabbi Yochanan, b'milsei d'Rabbi Yochanan pligi. It is the matter of Rabbi Yochanan that is being discussed. V'ad shenismale, quote unquote, when Rabbi Yochanan says it all depends on the blemish being filled out, what does that mean? Svirilahu, they all agree with that. V'ad shenismale svirilahu. Nobody is offering an alternative definition over here. Everybody agrees that it's ad shenismale, until the moon has filled out. The only discussion is, what does that mean? Rav Yehuda Sovar, he was the opinion, the first opinion that says until the 7th of the month. Rav Yehuda Sovar, that milui pegimosa, the filling of the blemish, the Kamar Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan said, is lemeheve, in order to be ki yaseira. Dehu kamoi yeser shel keshes. Yeser, of course, we know the word yeser, like the word yoser, has to be more. There has to be more there than missing. When the moon gets to the middle of the month, when it's absolutely full, there's nothing missing at all. In the opening days of the month, there is a little bit of a curvature, but most of the moon is missing.
Once you get to the seventh of the month, now it's already Yesera. More of the moon is there than is missing. So said Rav Yehuda, that's called Nisnale Pegimosa. After that, it's not called new anymore. Even though it's true, it's still growing, as it were, and there's still more and more becoming visible every day until the middle point of the month. But we would no longer consider it new as long as it's past the halfway mark. So again, says Rashi on the top line, Rav Yehuda savar that milui pegimasa dekama Rav Yechanan. Rav Yehuda says that the milui pegima that Rav Yechanan says is lemehave. It's got to be ki yaseira. Has to be more, a majority. Dehu kemoi yeser shel keshes. Like the, as it were, the majority of a rainbow. Shetehei kol pegimas hakeshes meleo. The blemish, as it were, what's lacking of the rainbow, that's there, that's full, right? A rainbow, by definition, is not a full circle. It's approximately a semicircle, a little bit more than a semicircle. So when is that? Ad hayeser dahainu chatzi ha'igul. Until half of the eagle, half of the circle. And that happens at the end of the seventh day. So the end of the seventh day, the moon, as it were, has filled out a rainbow. If you can imagine, draw a rainbow. If you draw a rainbow, you draw a rainbow, then what happens? It's like a semicircle. If you now fill in the gap in the rainbow, what does it look like? It looks like the moon looks like halfway through the month. It's just a semicircle. The
That's
rainbow
cool.
itself is not a semicircle, it's just an arch. But it's not an entire semicircle. If you draw in, that's what it means. That's a tismale pegimosa. If you fill in the blemish of that keshes, as it were, now it's not just an arch or an arc, but rather it is an entire semicircle. That happens at the seventh day of the month, so it doesn't need to be a majority. Vinahar, yes, you're wrong.
Where does the Gemara come up with respect to? Because it's not clear to me when he says the seventh of the month or up to the 16th of the month, whether we're talking about the actually the days of the month or the Molad.
Correct. It's self-understood that it's the Moled, and that's what we pass in Lahalacha.
Okay.
Which therefore, as you correctly point out, can sometimes be rather confusing. Because till day 16 may well not be the 16th calendar date of the month, sometimes more, sometimes less.
Okay, thank you.
Also, by the way, the Gemara has not discussed at all, and it's not discussed here, but it is the halacha. The Gemara is only talking about until when, but not from when, which is also a big discussion. Some say, and it's the prevalent minhag, from the third day, again, 3 days from the moilet. Others say only from 7 days. This was very negeya for this month. Because when we had Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan on Friday and on Shabbos, Moitzoye Shabbos, which is the normal Zman for Kiddush Levana, for reasons we'll discuss later on, but come Motzei Shabbos, this past Motzei Shabbos was not yet 3 days past the Moilit. So we did not do Kiddush Levana. I'm assuming nobody did Kiddush Levana. So technically, you could do Kiddush Levana tonight already, but here in Eretz Yisrael, it's very acceptable to wait till Motzei Shabbos. Not so in England, for example. I'm not sure what it's like in
Let's talk
America. Right, in
the
England, especially in the winter when it's very, very cloudy. So literally, at the first opportunity, you do Kiddush Levana, whether it's Motzei Shabbos or not. The reason
Rabbi.
why, there's an Indian to do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos. Is because of Hidur Mitzvah. Why is it a Hidur? Because, as we're going to soon see in the Gemara, the concept of Kiddush Levana is, as it were, being mekabel the pnei Shechina. So one wants to be dressed appropriately. So on Moitzoye Shabbos, when you have your Shabbos clothes on Friday night, for reasons that we're not going to get involved in now, we don't do Kiddush Levana. But on Moitzoye Shabbos, when a person is still wearing his Shabbos clothes, that's the appropriate time to do Kiddush Levana. Why? Because of Hidur Mitzvah. There is, however, an enormous discussion. Yes, Shablari Bavron.
What about why don't we do Kiddush Levana on Shabbat Shuvah? And how does the person who says it's by the seventh day, how does he explain Yom Kippur, which is after the 10th day?
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Yeah, Ruvram.
My question was related to the concept of Rav Hadras Melech. Isn't that
Right.
another reason?
Yeah, okay. So we have various factors over here. So the halacha, we paskin la halacha, there is no concept of doing it after Yom Kippur essentially. It's a minhag. Meaning, we paskin la halacha, we've just seen two opinions in the Gemara. You know what? Maybe we should just finish this Rashi and then we'll try and address the questions that were raised because they were all good questions. Says Rashi, v'nahardoi savri that milui pagima. What does it mean for the blemish to be fulfilled? The Kamar Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon was referring to ad dahavia ki nafya. How do they translate nafya in the art scroll? Is nafya a circle?
For instance, like a round sieve, like a round sieve.
Right. A circle, a sieve. Nafya is a sieve, says Rashi. Agula b'miluyosa, a circle which is complete, not a semicircle which is complete like a rainbow that's been filled out, but rather a circle that's been filled out. Now, again, let's concentrate on the questions that were asked, even though it's a little bit off topic, but it's very important because Nagela Halacha. We've just seen two opinions in the Gemara, either Kiddush Havana until the 7th or the 16th. We Paskin unequivocally until the 16th of the month. That's what we paskin. Therefore, we're not in a rush necessarily to do Kiddush Levana because we have until the 16th of the month. There is a discussion both with regard to the 9 days and with regard to Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Is that an appropriate time to do Kiddush Levana? Everybody agrees if you did Kiddush Levana, then you are absolutely Yetz in the Mitzvah. The question is it appropriate Lechatchila? And it's two separate discussions. We're going to see later on in the Gemara that the Inyan of Kiddush Levana is very closely related to the Inyan of Simcha. Gemara mentions, we know this is the custom, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, there's a dance. We dance after Kiddush Levana at the tremendous Zechus of being Mekabel L'Shechina. If it's associated with Simcha, therefore some suggest it's not appropriate to do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av in the 9 days, because in the 9 days, Mishnichnas Av, Mamatin, it's not an appropriate time. Some say it's also inappropriate to do it during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, because the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you may din, and if the you may din, it's not a time now to be rejoicing and dancing. Others disagree. If I'm not mistaken, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Bedafka used to do Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur. And he used to say, listen, I need every mitzvah and every zechus I can possibly get my hands on coming into Yom Kippur. So everybody agrees if you did Kiddush Levana either prior to Tisha B'Av or prior to Yom Kippur, it definitely is okay. The general minhag, at least here in Eretz Yisrael, is not to do so. Wait till after Tisha B'Av and Motzei Tisha B'Av, or wait till after Yom Kippur and Motzei Yom Kippur. Now, as mentioned, in Chutz La'aretz, there is a different problem, especially in the winter when it's very, very cloudy. So therefore, it's a very big risk to start pushing off Kiddush Levana, either till Motzei Shabbos or maybe till Motzei Yom Kippur. And therefore, generally, as mentioned, especially in the winter, the general custom there is basically as soon as you see Kiddush Levana, as soon as you see the Levana, you're just Mekadosh Levana for fear of missing out completely. Now, even though that does mean that you won't necessarily be doing Kiddush Levana in Shabbos clothes, Rav Avraham also mentioned there's another factor called Beroi V'am Hadras Melech. We know there's an inyan, it's also a hiddur, to perform a mitzvah in the presence of many, which is more likely on Motzei Shabbos than a regular weekday Maariv, when in most shuls they have a number of Maarivs, it could be just a few people, whereas Motzei Shabbos Maariv normally is less minyanim, therefore there's more people. However, both of those are not halachic requirements. Rather, it's a hiddur. It's a nice thing. It's a hiddur to perform Kiddush Levana whilst in Shabbos clothes, or it's a hiddur to have Kiddush Levana whilst Beroiv Am. But obviously, we understand that if you're in Chutz La'aretz and there's a risk that you might miss out completely, well, of course, it's overwhelmingly obvious. I'm not going to wait till Motzei Shabbos
in order to achieve a hid or a mitzvah, if that means risking missing out the mitzvah completely. So therefore, I'd rather, as it were, a bird in the hand. If the moon appears one Tuesday night and there's only three people there, or even one person by yourself, you just do Kiddush Tavana there and then. It's true you're missing out the hiddur of Big Day Shabbos. It's true you're missing out the hiddur of Baroiv Am, but obviously it's better to be guaranteed that you're performing the mitzvah than to wait for a hiddur, which means you might lose out completely. It's more complicated, however, in Eretz Yisrael, where we don't really have that risk. It's almost unheard of for it to be cloudy for 2 weeks straight and you can't say Kiddush Levana, and basically it's a guarantee. I wouldn't say it's 100% guarantee. I think we probably all remember on occasions, but it's very, very rare that we went out for Kiddush Levana and we'd say Shabbos and the moon was not visible. It's extremely rare. If that's the case, now we have a completely different discussion. On the one hand, Hidur Mitzvah tells me to wait till Mitzvah Shabbos. Meaning, if I see the moon tonight, for example, I come out of shul on Monday night and I see the moon. So on the one hand, the halacha would say, perhaps you should wait till Motzei Shabbos, Hidur Mitzvah. What's the flip side of the coin? The flip side of the coin is, the halacha would also tell me, actually, no, maybe it's better to do it now. Why? Because we have another principle called Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs. We don't push a mitzvah apart. So now we have a very fascinating balance between two separate lechatchilas. Again, make no mistake, whether I do Kiddush Havanah tonight on Monday night or Motzei Shabbos, either way I'm yetzer the mitzvah. That's not the discussion. Therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, where there's a serious possibility you might miss out completely, therefore this whole shaila is irrelevant. It's not a question of should I go for this hiddur or that hiddur. As soon as you see the levana, just get on with it, do the mitzvah, otherwise you might miss out. But here in Eretz Yisrael, where there's almost no chance of missing out completely, so now I've got a toss-up between two different hiddurim. On the one hand, there's the hiddur called Big Day Shabbos or Baroiv Am Hadras Melech. On the other hand, there's a hiddur called Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs. So which one wins the day? This is a famous discussion, which, as you can imagine, has many, many ramifications. This famous shaila, is it better to do a mitzvah now? And I'll give you another example. I'll give you an example of a shaila I was asked just yesterday afternoon. Somebody had a baby boy and is making a bris this Thursday, Mitzvah Hashem. He normally davens nets. He's a person who davens nets. Now, because of the change of clock, nets has become very early. If I'm not mistaken, the nets now is just before 6 o'clock, which means davening begins at 5:30 in the morning. Most people, as we well know, do not and cannot daven nets. So here we have a fascinating question, which is exactly our shaila. So he asked me, what should I do? If I do the mitzvah, the bris after the nets minyan, so if davening's at 5:30, basically at 6:30 you could have the bris. But safe to assume there will not be very many people there. If I do the bris later on in the morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, safe to say there will be more people there. So this is exactly the shaila that we're discussing. On the one hand, if he does it at 6:30 in the morning, it's Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvahs. So he's achieving the hiddur of Zrizim, but he's losing out Baroiv Am. On the other hand, if he does it later on, then he'll have Baroivam, but he's losing out Zrizim. There are many, many discussions. Another example would be as follows. Imagine somebody would like to be mechabed, a particular Talmud Chacham Gadol, to be the Sandik, which obviously, again, is a tremendous hiddur. It's a chashivas for the mitzvah. But this Sandik is unavailable until lunchtime, for argument's sake. So once again, we have this discussion. Should I better do the bris at 8 o'clock in the morning and have a not so choshev sandek? So I'm losing out the hiddur of a Talmud Chacham, but I'm gaining the hiddur of Zrizim. Or perhaps is it better wait till lunchtime and then I can have the Talmud Chacham, that's a hiddur mitzvah, but then I'm losing out Zrizim. So this is a discussion, like I said, which has many, 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 many ramifications. Now, Without bringing any proofs to the subject, because it's a very large topic beyond the scope of our share, but I think we all know what seems to be the minhag. I think we would all agree that the bottom line is that the minhag in Eretz Yisrael seems to be that we do wait till Moitzei Shabbos. So it would seem to be that of the two hidurim, it would seem to be that zrizim, makdimim lemitzvahs, loses out. It loses out. And we'd rather wait a little bit with a mitzvah in order to achieve Big Day Shabbos or Beroiv Am. And the explanation is as follows. What is the concept of Zrizim Makdimim Mitzvahs? When a mitzvah comes your way, we have a principle, mitzvah habo liyodcha, al tachmiteno, or ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. It's a bizayim. If a mitzvah comes your way and you say, well, I can't be bothered now, that's a bizoyen to the mitzvah. But I think we all understand that here there's a very logical svara. If the reason why I'm not doing the mitzvah now is in fact to be able to perform the mitzvah with more hidur, well, clearly then it's not a bizoyen to push off the mitzvah. It's only a bizoyen to push off the mitzvah if I'm doing so because I can't be bothered. I'm sorry. I've got a tennis game now I have to play. I'm sorry, I go my nightly walk. Well, that's more important than the mitzvah of Kiddush Devona. If you have a first opportunity, you should do it now. So the fact that you're pushing off the mitzvah is a bezoyin to the mitzvah. But where I'm pushing off the mitzvah, to the contrary, not to be mevazeh the mitzvah, to the absolute opposite, in order to be mahader the mitzvah, in order that I should be able to say Kiddush Devona in Big Day Shabbos or Beroiv Am. Well, then it makes very good sense. That's not a bezoyin at all to push off the mitzvah. And that therefore seems to be the general custom. And by the way, that would therefore explain to us once again why most people do not do a bris at 6 o'clock in the morning. After all, we have a principle, Zrizim Akdimim LeMitzvahs, which by the way, you know where it's learned from? It's learned from Bris Milah. Guess where? Yes, this week's parasha. With Avraham Avinu, he does the bris, and it says that he did it early. Vayashkem Avraham Baboyke, he did it early in the morning. So the whole principle of Zrizim Akdimim is actually learned from Bris Milah. So why are people not makpid if they have to perform a bris? Why don't they say, "Well, I should get up the very first opportunity, and should do it straight first thing in the morning"? People do not do that. So it would seem to be once again that Zrizim is pushed aside if I will do so later, not just as a matter of convenience, but then I'll have Roiv Am, I'll have more people. So that's not a bezoyin for the Bris Milah. To the contrary, it's a hidur for the Bris Milah. So the Bris Milah says, fine, thank you very much. I appreciate that you waited a little bit because thereby you are mahadeh their mitzvah. So this is a very famous discussion. And as mentioned, it does seem to be that here in this country we wait till Motzei Shabbos. Yes, Rav.
Didn't Avram do it better my own was there? Bris Milah.
You did, maybe I'm getting a mistake, but Yashkem Avraham Aboyke is written by the Akedah.
That's yeah.
Yeah,
Good
quite
question,
right.
me that's my wasn't.
Yeah. So I'll call upon him. So this is a famous discussion, as mentioned, has many, many, many halachic ramifications. In theory, every time you daven Maariv. Tonight, you can daven Maariv at approximately 20 past five. But maybe I can only get a minyan with 10 people. So maybe it's better to daven at 10 o'clock at night and have a minyan of 50 people. Again, Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs versus Hidur Mitzvah. In that particular shay, there are other factors. We're not going to get involved now. But Al Kaponim, it's a very, very, very big discussion. Reb Larry, you wanted to say something? No. Okay. So I think we have to finish it over here. But we went a little bit off topic, but this is very important because Nagia Halacha LeMaisa. By the way, there is just one, we have a couple of minutes just to mention. There is a very fascinating discussion, and that is, how far is it sensible to push off Kiddush Levon? Meaning, we can do it as we paskin to the 16th of the month. Now, imagine, for whatever reason, let's say on Motzei Shabbos, this would be a classic example. Rabbeisai, listen carefully. This Motzei Shabbos is the 8th of the month. Now, we have not yet done Kiddush Levana, so presumably, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll all do Kiddush Levana this Motzei Shabbos. What will be if this Motzei Shabbos is very cloudy and we can't? Would we wait till the next Motzei Shabbos? That is taking a little bit of a risk because the next Motzei Shabbos is the 15th of the month. It's basically the last night. Is it worth pushing off the mitzvah in order to get Big Day Shabbos and Rov Am? Where once again, here it's a very, very big risk because if next Motzei Shabbos is cloudy, then you're finished. So maybe in a case like that, if Motzei Shabbos is, for example, the 10th of the month, okay, maybe it's worth waiting till Motzei Shabbos. The worst comes to worse. It'll be cloudy, so I'll do it the next day or the day after or the day after that. But here there is no day after that because then I've missed it. So presumably it would not be sensible to push it off. So in Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully this coming Motzei Shabbos, we'll all be able to do Kiddush Levana Be'itayu B'zmanu. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Have a Besuras Tevas and Mitzvah Hashem.